The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kavitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kavitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kavitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Thank you for joining me here on Sunny 95. It's a rainy day, but hey, it could be worse, could be snow, right? Like we woke up to a couple of days ago. So I think most of us will take the rain over the snow any day. All right, now today we have an interesting show. We're going to be listening to an interview that I did with Joy Moeller, a certified oral facial myologist. Now, I have to admit, this is something I didn't even know existed, and there are only about 145 or so of these folks in the nation, and so I found it interesting. I think you will too, but before we go to that interview, I think I figured out why they call it March Madness. It's because everybody gets mad when their team loses. We're kind of, I feel so bad for the Bucks. Have my OSU tie on right now, and I was pulling for them, and I still am. And I hope that Evan Turner sticks around, comes back another year, so that we can maybe not only go to the Final Four, but win the whole thing next year. All right, well, there's my plug. One of many that I'm sure he will be getting. But before we go on, I want to give Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And this time, the question is, what year was the fully reclining dental chair introduced? And I'm going to give you some guesses, some choices I'm sorry to guess from. Was it introduced in 1946? That would be A. B. 1958. C. 1963. Or D. None of the above. All right, the question again. What year was the fully reclining dental chair introduced? A. 1946. B. 1958. C. 1963. Or D. None of the above. Remember, this is a live show. Your questions, your comments, your guesses to the question are welcome at 459-9769. You can also send us emails, and that would be Dr. Kavitko at dentallyspeaking.com. Yeah, I said that right. Did I say that right? Sure. What I didn't say is how to spell Dr. Kavitko. It's DrKVitko at dentallyspeaking.com. All right, so send your emails in or call us with your guesses. And by the way, because the show is live, if you have anything you want to talk about, feel free to give a call and we'll get you on the air. Okay, so let's go ahead and start listening to the interview that I did with Joy. Again, it's Joy Moeller, a certified oral facial myologist. All right, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. And with me here on the show is Joy Moeller, and she is from Flossmoor, Illinois.
Correct.
Isn't that funny? Happy Moeller from Flossmoor.
Yeah. I used to be a dental hygienist, too.
Used to be?
Yeah.
Okay. So you worked in the dental field, and your name is Joy Moeller from Flossville, or Flossfield.
Flossmoor.
Oh, Flossmoor. That's even worse. People need to floss more.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, you give a talk called Is Your Tongue Killing You? And I think that's a very provocative title, of course, and I want to learn a little bit more about that. But you are a myofunctional therapist. And also, I'm sorry, it's a COM. What does that stand for?
That's a Certified Oral Facial Myologist.
Certified Oral Facial Myologist. Are there a lot of you in the country?
There's unfortunately only 153 right now as of today, but
wow.
We need more.
So there's fewer of you than like NBA basketball players,
right?
Or something, and yet all those kids want to be NBA basketball players. So
right.
They have a better chance of getting a job if they were an oral facial myologist.
Right.
Interesting. Okay. Well, for my listeners, explain what an oral facial myologist does, please.
Okay. What we do is we teach people how to chew, breathe, and swallow correctly.
People don't know how to chew? Looks like we've got some pretty heavy people walking around here. Looks like they figured something out.
But they drink their food. They drink smoothies and yogurt and macaroni and cheese, and they don't chew it. Everything's ground, processed, and they never develop their jaws correctly.
Right.
And then they also have habits like thumb sucking, nail biting, and they rest their tongue in the wrong place.
And they don't know. Breathe. They don't know they're doing it. They don't know any better, because what's happened is, if I'm understanding this, is as time has gone by, we've refined the foods to the point where we really don't have to chew anymore, right? I mean, if you think back to maybe caveman days, if you will, they found, they would find berries, they'd find fruit maybe growing wild. If they did happen to kill a small animal, they didn't have fire, or when they did, they still had to kind of chew it. They didn't have knives and forks.
Right.
Right? So everything was like gnawing on it with your teeth. And now, like you said, even when we're chewing, we're not really chewing, huh?
Yeah, they kind of mash it up to the roof of their mouth, and their tongue goes forward.
Okay.
Instead of up and back. And this sets up a whole imbalance that causes many problems, like stomach problems, breathing problems.
Does everybody have this problem? Or, I mean, we all eat the same refined food, so I guess
it's about 85% of the public have some type of myofunctional disorder.
Really? I have a disorder and I didn't know about it?
Well, it could be. You're a little narrow.
She wants to check. So, okay, so we have these, okay, people have this problem and they don't know it. We think we're normal. We think we're breathing just fine and all that. And how does a patient come to you? You must only get the worst of the worst, because I could be one of these people and I don't know it.
Right.
And you, with only 150 of you, you're not out there recruiting clients.
Right.
Somebody is sending them to you. So you're getting...
I do a lot of educating.
Okay.
To let the doctors know that the therapy exists, that it's easy to do, and that it works.
Okay. And so... Tell me, if I came to you as a client, a patient, what would we do first?
Well, first thing I would do is evaluate your swallow and your rest position of the tongue.
Okay.
I would do a complete...
By looking at me or an x-ray or what?
I would I have different tests that I do to see where you're swallowing, where you're resting your tongue. I look at your history, if you've had headaches and jaw problems, and if you've had any orthodontic relapses, if you've had sleep apnea, or if you've had stomach disorders like acid reflux. All these things factor into a problem that your tongue, by resting low and forward, could create, or repeated orthodontic problems.
So if somebody had braces and they got crooked again, that's not just because they weren't wearing their retainer?
It could be that they weren't wearing their retainer, but
it can
most
also
likely,
be
see, for thousands of years, man
didn't
have an orthodontist to
fix
their teeth, but they had straight teeth. They had big, round arches because they chewed and they practiced.
You know, you're right. Swallowing. Now that you mention that, think about this. Listeners, listen for a second. She just opened my eyes to something. Whenever I see these archaeological digs and they've unearthed the skeleton... You're right. I have never seen a skeleton on, say, the National Geographic Channel with crooked teeth.
Right.
And why is that again?
It's only been 100 years.
And why is that again? Because we're not using our oral muscles the way we're supposed to?
That's part of it. And part of it is they're being bottle fed instead of breastfed. And bottle feeding causes a whole imbalance of the facial muscles to develop, because the tongue comes forward and down so that the nipple can get in, and they move their jaws instead of their tongue. But in a breastfeeding baby, that baby pushes really hard up against the nipple to get the milk out.
And so there's actually muscle force required to do that. And it strengthens the tongue then.
Right. It strengthens
the
tongue.
It's a muscle that makes it stronger, like lifting weights.
Yeah, like lifting weights.
Okay.
And it stretches the little string underneath the tongue.
So
that it makes a suction, like, up against
the breath. We have four children. They're grown now, but I do remember, especially the first one, it's new as a new dad and everything. And I remember how tough it was to get the oldest child, the first baby, to start to nurse, because it seems like the breast and the nipple were so big, like too big and just still engorged.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was work then for that baby to grasp onto that nipple and suckle.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And with a bottle, It's not work.
No, it's easy. They
It almost just drips out
down.
Of there. Okay.
So then the palate doesn't form.
So one more reason that breastfeeding is better, not only the nutritional value, but developing the muscles. Okay.
Oh, definitely. I think bottle feeding is killing people, and then you add pacifiers and sippy cups, which deform the mouth. Hmm. I know there's a new sippy cup out called the Little Spill or the No Spill, where you actually teach that young child to put their lower lip on the cup and drink. So it's much better than a sippy cup, because if you think of it, their bones are still soft, and you have the mouth forming around that spike that comes out of the top of the cup.
Now, I want to, when you're working with, so everything you do has to do with the tongue?
Well, we also do thumb-sucking therapy, nail-biting therapy.
But when you suck your thumb, aren't you using your tongue?
Well, you're using your tongue in a low rest posture.
Okay.
Your tongue needs to rest where your thumb is.
Okay.
And if you can get a child to do that, then they don't need their thumb.
Okay, so I interrupted you, but anyway. Okay, so the tongue and what else?
We do thumb sucking, nail biting. We do we retrain the breathing, because a lot of patients have a mouth breathing habit. Their airways open, but their body doesn't know it, and so their tongue rests low, and their jaw drops, and then they mouth breathe as a habit. So we retrain the breathing and chewing and swallowing. We teach people to chew bilaterally and then alternate. And by having the tongue...
people just chew on one side and don't even realize it, do they?
And then by having the tongue up, what happens is everything in the body works better. The brain function works better because the airway works better because the tongue, by resting up, stimulates growth of the palate.
We're saying that what you're able to do with just exercise and instruction, you're able to accomplish the same thing that some dentists are accomplishing with these... appliance therapy, these appliances that move the tongue forward.
Yeah.
Well, you can train a person to
do it
on their own.
We do the muscles, they do the teeth, and then the osteopaths or the chiropractors do the bones. So working in a team is really wonderful.
You know, I've got to ask you a couple things. One is gagging.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many gaggers out there. Now, I treat a lot of gaggers, and the way I get around it is I numb them. I numb both sides of their tongue. I numb the parts of the roof of the mouth. That would be a trigger. And I can do all the dental work I need, including their x-rays, and we're fine. But a lot of dentists are resistant or reticent to do that. They think maybe that's overkill. I feel like whatever it takes to get the treatment that the person needs. For instance, after I've numbed somebody, numb their tongue so they don't gag, I may take the very first good full series of x-rays they've ever had, and they're like 45 years old. They've never had good x-rays because they keep gagging.
Yeah.
And everybody's, you know, they put it in the mouth and they try to run out of the room and push the button while they're spitting it out. You know, so you get these blurry x-rays, they're overlapped.
Yeah. There's a trick to fixing it.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso's chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back all around the way. Seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know, but I know.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks for joining me this morning. This morning, we are listening to an interview that I did with Joy Moeller. She's a certified oral facial myologist, and right before the commercial break, she mentioned that there is a trick for dealing with gagging. We're going to get to her explanation of that trick here in just a second. It's actually a big, big problem, this gagging that people experience, and it makes it tough for them to receive the proper dental care. Dentists, dental hygienists, dental assistants have all run into this, and I have several patients that are gaggers that come to me because I'm able to get them through it. Some of the things that people have proposed is putting salt on a person's tongue, having them lift their left leg, cetacaine spray, breathing through their nose, which I think that's what they were doing anyway. So when somebody says breathe through your nose, it kind of sounds funny to me. But we're going to get back to that interview here in just a second. But I'd like to remind folks that you can listen to podcasts of this show by going to iTunes and typing in either Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. You can also hear replays of the show on columbustoday.com at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And you can also access podcasts there as well if those two times don't work for you. And let me just give out some guesses that people have sent in to our question of the day. And by the way, the question of the day today, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day is, what year was the fully reclining dental chair introduced? And the choices are A, 1946, B, 1958, C, 1963, or D, none of the above. So far, Roxanne called in a guess of C, so she thinks it's 1963. Nancy sent us a guess through email of D. She doesn't think any of these are the answer. And Mike, he sent in an email also, and he guessed C also, which is 1963. So we're going to keep gathering guesses, and we will give the answer here at the end of the show. In the meantime, keep your calls coming, and remember the number is 459-9769. All right, and my producer will be happy to take your guests and even put you on the air if you want, but you don't have to be on the air. And the email address is drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. So let's go ahead and listen to the continuing interview that I did with Joy Moeller.
Temporal tap.
Tap on their temporalis muscle?
Yeah, you which go is the temporal 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 over their ear.
I've heard of that
ear.
Before.
And then you say to the patient, you will not gag. And do okay. it again and say, there's no reason
that
to
really
gag.
Works?
It works. The person, every time.
There was somebody.
I used
really?
To be a hygienist.
Okay, but there was somebody that told me that, and I have to tell you, I thought it was kind of silly. I didn't
it
try
works.
It.
Works. There's little neural receptors over your
so
ears.
So is it front to back?
Yeah, you start here and just kind of go
so
around
front
the
to back.
Ear.
So yeah. the temp your temple, by the way, if you're listening, I know we're pointing to our own foreheads and stuff, but if you're listening, it's the temple, the temporalis muscle. It is right like behind your eyebrow and to the back of the ear. So five places. I'm doing yeah. it correctly, right?
Right.
You do it on both sides?
Both sides.
You will not gag.
There's
you
no,
will not gag.
There's no reason to
there
gag.
There is no reason to gag.
Right. And you repeat that, and then you take the x-ray.
Yeah?
It's a short-term fix, but
okay.
it does work. A long-term fix would be to stimulate the tongue with different brushes and washcloths and different things.
You mean make yourself gag?
No.
When you say stimulate the tongue, what do you mean?
Yeah, you take a chuck like a chopstick and tap.
Oh, just tap your tongue.
Tap your tongue in different places with different textures.
Okay.
Until the patient desensitizes.
Until their mind is no longer
yeah.
telling them that they're going
right.
to choke.
We do that with all kinds of exercises where the patient is focused on the exercise, not the gagging. And it really does work.
Okay, because...
And pill swallowing, too, that... is
yeah.
it very difficult for some patients.
Yeah, it's a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
And here's something I want to just mention on the show. People who gag avoid the dentist because they know they're going to gag when they get there, right?
45% of the public does not go to the dentist. Number one reason is fear.
Right, right. Yeah, and I thought it was 40, but it's probably right. And so here's the thing. They don't think ahead. what they do when they do have a toothache is they go to the oral surgeon because they know the oral surgeon's going to put them to sleep and they're going to have the tooth out.
Right.
They can deal with that. But they can't deal with opening up and having a dentist like myself get very close to them because they know they're going to gag when I get within about 3 inches, maybe three feet sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but they don't think this. What's going to happen when they have no other teeth, when now they need dentures, and they gagged so much they couldn't have a filling? What makes them think they're going to be able to wear a denture?
Right.
And I'm only saying this for the listeners who
right.
need to
see
think about that.
See a myofunctional therapist.
See a myofunctional
yeah,
therapist.
Go.
How would they find a myofunctional therapist?
If you go to www.iaom.com,
okay.
that's the International Association of Oral Facial Myologists.
Okay, IOM.
IAOM.
IAOM. www.iaom.com.
And then go to directory and you'll find somebody close to you.
Okay. So you have to click on directory and then it'll just tell them where your geographic location.
Geographic location. Like I said, there's 153 that are certified now. There's a lot more active members that are working on certification. The certification process is quite involved.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. That's really opened up my eyes. I had no idea that you
Most
could do this.
Most are speech therapists or dental hygienists.
And
first.
I always thought that speech therapy was just to help you speak more clearly.
It is, but this is a postgraduate course that some speech therapists may take or some dental hygienists may take.
Okay. But somebody who speaks normal, who sounds normal otherwise...
They still could have a myofunctional disorder.
Interesting. That's really neat. Yeah. I wonder if I do. Okay, now now I'm going to have that dental student disease where I think I have every disease that I learned about, you know? Anyway, no. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for interviewing me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And I hope my listeners go to that website. Let's say it again,
www.iaom.com.
Good. And then they click on directory and tell the website where they live.
And I'm in Beverly Hills and Pacific Palisades. And if you can't find anybody, if you email me or call me, I'll give you a more updated list.
Okay. You want to give out an email address, phone number, or what would you like to do?
Sure.
Okay.
My phone number is 310-454-4044.
Okay.
And my email is joy, J-O-Y, Leah, L-E-A, Moeller, M-O-E-L-L-E-R. At AOL.com or my website is www.myofunctional-therapy.com.
Okay. That was very clear. I was listening, so I couldn't make a mistake. And again, it's Joy Moeller, and you used to live in Flossmoore, Illinois.
Right, right.
All right, Joy. Thank you so much.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Have a great day.
Bye.
So I thought that was that's a pretty neat thing. I didn't realize that just through a therapy, just through essentially speech therapy, that you could change so much. And now she has me paranoid because she enunciates so much better than I do. So I'm going to have to work on my enunciation. Didn't she do a good job of giving her email address and phone number? Anyway, all right, we are up against a break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. When we come back, we will give out the answer to today's question of the day, after reading a few more guesses, and just talk about a few more interesting things. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
Don't miss the February 19th through the 21st Sprout Swap at Sprout Soup, your natural children's store on High Street in Clintonville. Bring your gently used cloth diapers and baby carriers and earn cash or store credit for all you sell. Drop off at Sprout Soup between January 26th and February 12th and check out other great deals on our extensive line of cloth diapers, baby carriers, natural toys, and safe feeding supplies. The Sprout Swap will begin at 10 a.m. on Friday, February 19th, and continue through closing until 5 p.m. on Sunday, the 21st. Noah and Alyssa are always available to answer questions or offer suggestions in the child-friendly atmosphere at Sprout Soup, or you may reach them at SproutSoup.com or by phone 614-26-SPROUT. That's 26-SPROUT. Again, find them online or visit them and the boys at 4310 North High Street at Henderson and Clintonville. You'll be glad you did.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. See, I was so worried about enunciating, I messed it up. Anyway, okay, thanks for joining me. This is Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. And so we want to give out the answer to today's question of the day. We had a couple more guesses come in, three to be exact. And let's see, Torsten guessed A, he thinks 1946 was the year that the fully reclining dental chair was introduced. Terrell sent in a guess of B, 1958. And Sharon sent in a guess of none of the above. As it turns out, the answer is B. It was 1958 that the fully reclining dental chair was introduced. That's a lot longer ago than I thought, actually. I wasn't practicing dentistry then. I was barely born, and I know there are some older folks that don't really like the fully reclining dental chair. It makes them a little bit uneasy to be that far back, but my chair only goes so high, so I kind of have to put the chair back. Now, I do want to mention that you can follow me on Twitter by typing in Dr. Kvitko. So it's www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko. And again, that's DrKvitko. Is how you spell Dr. Kvitko. And other thing that I found an interesting, a couple little interesting things I wanted to kind of say today. I hope I have time for. How much do I have? I've got 2 minutes, so I have to be fast. Can't talk fast or I won't be able to talk. All right. Well, one of them, what it is it's a news story. And in Massachusetts, there was a dentist who, former Massachusetts dentist, is accused of placing paper clips instead of stainless steel posts inside the teeth of root canal patients while billing Medicaid for the more expensive parts. The state attorney general announced Tuesday that a grand jury indicted former Fall River dentist Michael Clare last week. The charges include assault and battery, larceny, submitting false claims to Medicaid, and illegally prescribing drugs. Prosecutors say Clare was suspended by Medicaid in 2002. He allegedly hired other dentists for his clinic and filed claims under their numbers between August 2003 and June 2005. He's also accused of illegally prescribing drugs to staffers who returned the medications to him. He's to be arraigned on April 8th, which would be, a week and a half from now. Now lives in Maryland, and there was no telephone listing for him, and it's unclear if he has an attorney. This is a story from Fall Rivers, Massachusetts, from the AP. Very upsetting. I just brought this up because I just want people to know that, I know I would never do anything like that. Most dentists would never do anything like that. Dentists and dental students that are listening, just be careful and do the right thing and everything will be great. I've always had the philosophy, if you take good care of people, the money will take care of itself. This seems like it was clearly a money scheme. So anyway, hopefully he gets what he deserves on April 8th at the arraignment. All right. So thanks so much for tuning in. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We're on every Sunday morning at 9. And be sure to tune in next week when we will be talking to a representative from Liquid Smile. All right. And learn a little bit more about a take-home product that you can use to whiten your teeth yourself at a little bit less expensive than the cost of an in-office whitening. Thanks so much. See you next Sunday.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.